University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. You can find us 365, 24/7 through 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and we also stream on our platform, cfrc.ca, and we're available on other downloadable platforms as well, so there is no excuse to go without. We are always here. I am not. My name is Grim. I am here every Wednesday evening from 10 to 11 p.m., so you get an hour of me in the 24/7, so that's enough for most people. Tonight, all kinds of music, some indie, some electronic, some experimental. You know, we're going to spin the dial all over the map as per usual. Wanted to start with something a little more upbeat from one of my favorite all-time bands from Scotland, Teenage Fan Club, from their 1995 album Grand Prix. This is Sparky's Dream.
You need I'm gonna get my shit together. Yeah. gotta get my shit together.
I'll fall in love with whatever.
It is a cardinal rule of DJing that if you begin a power pop set, you must continue it for at least three songs. There's no other way to end it. There's no other way to get out of it. It's just what has to happen. So that's what happened to me, and I hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as I did here with the microphones on blast, the headphones on blast. And that started us off. Oh, it did. Teenage Fan Club, Sparky's Dream, huge fan of the band. You will have heard them here before, and you will again. Matthew Sweet gave us Girlfriend. There was a lot of really great power pop of the early 90s, and Girlfriend is one of those standards that I've never grown tired of since I first heard it. Fountains of Wayne with the Bright Futures in Sales, Not a Surf, The Way You Wear Your Head, and then we closed out that set, that five-song set of power pop, with the Lemonheads, and It's a Shame About Ray from album of the same name. It has just been brought to my attention that Evan Dando has a memoir coming out at some point this year. That will be of interest for Lemonheads fans, some Evan Dando fans. He's got quite a scattered legacy back, you know, through the 90s, sort of grunge, nearby grunge. Just, you know, he ran with a lot of the same crowds. There's a, you know, drug-fueled, drug-affected period, and then more solo work. I saw him play in Kingston many years ago now at the Grad Club solo. It was a great show, sparse crowd because he was sort of just coming, I don't even say coming back because I'm not sure he still has, but one of those unique events where an artist who would have been filling very large venues through more or less his own actions is at the Grad Club on a weekend to a half-filled, third-filled night. So, but his memoir will hopefully be very interesting to read, and I'm going to line up for that. Speaking of live music, I did see White Horse at the Broom Factory Friday night. Great show. Just the two of them. First time I've ever seen them. I'm not sure how that's even possible. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Sold out crowd. The crowd seemed to be very much into it as well. They played a wide selection from all of their albums, and it was a great night. Would see them again. Come back again soon and entertain us again. So to start things off, this next set, it was also brought to my attention this week, just the other day, that April the 1st, 1949, Gil Scott-Heron was born in Chicago. I'm also a very large Gil Scott-Heron fan. Again, you'll hear him here often. I'm going to play you a piece from his last album, before he passed, sadly passed, and it was a critically acclaimed album, and I think it's one of his best albums as well. The album's called I'm New Here, and this is I'm New Here.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be, but I'm new here. Will you show me around? No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always turn around. Met a woman in a bar, told her I was hard to get to know, and nearby impossible to forget. Said I had an ego on me, size of Texas. Well, I'm new here, and I forget. Does that mean big or small? No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always. I'm sitting places like a snake. It may be crazy, but I'm the closest thing I have to voice reason. You may come full circle and be new here again. Turn around, turn around, turn around. You may come full circle.
Words of wisdom. out with a spirit snipe, trying to steal your life. You know what I'm saying? Look what this side yourself. For peace, give thanks, live life, and release. You dig me? You got me?
If you make sure you're connected. will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
A second helping of Gil Scott-Heron in that set with his arguably most famous song, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And as anarchist and feminist Emma Goldman is attributed to have said, if I can't dance, I don't want to be part of your revolution.
Dog boy, do you know?
As always, this is CFRC 101.9 FM. My name's Grim. This is A Working Knowledge. You can find me every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. Thanks very much for checking me out tonight and hopefully every Wednesday night. One more piece to take us out tonight. We're just sort of easing our way out the door. Here's some Tangerine Dream to ease my way out the door. Take care of yourselves. Look after each other. See you soon. Cheers. We'll be right back.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, Different Circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
Hey students, have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Trash. You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
Calling all women in STEM. Are you interested in joining a group that advocates for lifting up women and other underrepresented groups in STEM? Well then, WISE is the place to be. Women in Science and Engineering at Queen's University is a group of passionate women creating welcoming and